Chaviyah. Right. Of course. Right. Of course. Ideally, we all know a Jew should be here on time and be able to say everything, korbanot, psukei dezimra. However, there is our situation and the person is running late for some emergency situation, and there's an order of what you can skip and when you can not skip. Again, this is more about, because it's such a mila to daven with a minion, so therefore, in certain situations, we will allow you to skip certain parts of psukei dezimra. Of course, it's not a statement. In an ideal world, we should definitely be aiming to say every single part of psukei dezimra and korbanot. But what happens if you're running late? So as we've mentioned, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Ishtabach are the basic minimum of what needs to be said in order to be Yotzei Psukei Dezimra. In addition to that, a person needs to make sure he says Birchata Torah and Elokai Neshama. If a person didn't say that, so then he would, it's a suffix. If you already said your Shemona Esrei, it gets really complicated. So definitely, Birchata Torah, Elokai Neshama is also not skippable. Similarly, Netilat Yadayim, right when you wake up in the morning, and putting on your tefillin and talis, if you wear a talis, are also not skippable. Okay? If you can't even do all those basic minimums, and also Birchat Kriyat Shema, so writes the Pnini Halacha, and obviously he's just summarizing what other halachic svarim write, better to daven biyachidus. Better to daven biyachidus than have to skip Parsha Ma'asher Yishtabach, all these things, and just say everything. Hopefully you'll catch up by Chazrat HaShatz, you'll be on the same page as Tzibor, and there's still some inyan of Tefillah B'Tzibor, but better not to skip all these things. Okay, there are certain emergency situations where you're mamish, the 10th person in the minyan, where some poskim, I read in Rav Avinair Sefer, and he quoted some, Rabbeinu Yonah, he quoted some svarim, right, that if there's no choice, maybe you could skip everything and go straight to Baruch Hu. But again, that's really, really a machlokas and an emergency situation. In general, Baruch Shem HaRashi Yishtabach. After that, what's the next thing? So the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches and Shabbos writes that halavai that a person should say all of Psukei Dezimra. Rashi points out that refers to the third and the fifth haluka. So after Ashrei, the third and the fifth haluka are the most significant. Beyond that, the Rush and others write that all five halalukas are the next. So three, number five, and then one, two, and four. Some people make a big deal about the order of it, but the halalukas are number one. Beyond the halalukas, Birchot HaShachar, okay, Ashenatan Sachvivina, and whatnot, and the Korban Tamid. Since both of these are based in the Gemara itself, those are also considered unskippable. Not unskippable, but those are the next in line if you have a little bit more time. Again, because they're based in the Gemara, some even write the Torahs. Pnini Lalacha also suggests you really should, that should even go before the Hodus. That's a machlokas, but certainly the Korban Tamid, you should, just to be Yotzi, a little bit of saying Korbanos. After that, after that, Vayivarech David, the Mishnah Brura writes, is very important. And after that, I've seen many different svarim write in terms of the order. Some write Hodu is the next in line, and Yichavod and Vayosha are the least important. What the B'nai Halacha writes is that it's hard to remember all the Klalim. There is a little bit of, if a person feels specifically connected to a certain Tehillim, and he wants to say that slowly, then I have had rabbis suggest to me that sometimes you could be a little less technical and just focus on one halukah, you know, with a lot of kavanah, singing it better to be ma'amet a little bit and to sing that with a lot of kavanah than to make sure you're check, and check everything. But in general, if you can, if you can take all these cheshbonot into account, this is the proper order. Again, Bezrat Hashem. So the Pnini Halacha writes, it doesn't matter. It's your choice. You can choose Hodu or Vayosha and all that, but there are other svarim that give significance specifically to this one or that one. What do you think?
I think Vayosha and
Vayosha,
I think
there
are maybe
right. Nachon, I've seen it in different svarim brought down differently. It's a little hard to remember all the klalim, especially we try to go in order. So in general, this is the order. But the main thing is that we should try to get there on time, and certainly not have to be in this emergency situation.